Mozart's Overture to the Impresario on Kansas Public Radio. That was Bruno Weil and Tafel Musik. Good morning, I'm Cordelia Brown, and it's classical music time at Kansas Public Radio. Next, let's have a Heineken Concerto in F Major by Johann David Heineken, right now on KPR. A little early, but we just shared a Heineken here on Kansas Public Radio. Johann David Heineken's Concerto in F Major with members of Musica Antiqua of Cologne. We'll have beautiful music by Ray Vaughan Williams in about an hour, The Lark Ascending, a romance for violin and orchestra. After we hear a song by Beethoven that he wrote in English to the Blackbird. He really loved Celtic music, British Isles folk music, and he arranged about 30 of them. So before we hear The Lark Ascending, we'll hear To the Blackbird. Listen for all this right after the 10 o'clock news. It's 9:25 right now. Good morning. I'm Cordelia Brown, and this is KPR, where support for the music comes from First Presbyterian Church in Lawrence, with services online, on YouTube, and in person every Sunday at 10:30 a.m., for community building, worship, and music. Information at firstpreslawrence.org. And from the Midwest Trust Center at Johnson County Community College, presenting Leonardo, a wonderful show about a terrible monster, Friday evening, September 13th. Puppets and songs bring Mo Willems' books to life. Details at jccc.edu/mtc. Here's Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite on KPR. There's a version of Peter Warlock's Capriole Suite done with guitar and chamber orchestra, Christopher Parkening, on KPR. The Capriole Suite by Peter Warlock on Kansas Public Radio, and a nice version for guitar and chamber orchestra, Christopher Parkening, with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields. Iona Brown was the director. Good morning. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's about 22 and a half minutes before 10 o'clock. We have To the Blackbird and The Lark Ascending next hour, as well as music by Maran Marais and Bach. We'll have a little bit more guitar music when Julian Bream plays some Bach for us in the next hour. Well, our next composer is an interesting one. I thought he was French for the longest time. I thought he was Frédéric Mompou, but he's very Spanish. Well, his mother was French, but his name is pronounced Frédéric Mompou. He died in 1987. And when he was about 60, he married a woman who was about 30, and she just died a few years ago. And when she did, scholars found all kinds of music that Mompou had never released. He was a great pianist, but he was too shy and too introverted to perform. He just didn't like performing, but he did write a lot of music. And one of these recent discoveries was what we'll hear next on Kansas Public Radio. He wrote these piano pieces when he was 17 years old, and they're called Intimate Impressions. Here they are now on KPR, the music of Frédéric Mompou on KPR. That's the music of Federico Mompou, or I keep thinking he's French. He wasn't. He was Spanish, Mompou. His mother was French, and Federico Mompou, he did something interesting during his life as a pianist and a composer. He revived his mother's bell factory, where they forged bells and tuned them, just like the great big bells in the carillons and in the church bell towers. And he grew up hearing those noises, and as he got older and wrote more music, he came up with a series of what he called metallic chords, which I'm sure were inspired by his mother's Bell Factory, which he did go back and revive it. So that was Federico Mompou, music he wrote when he was 17 years old, called Intimate Impressions, recently discovered music. Federico Mompou was very shy. In fact, when he heard Gabriel Fauré play when he was 9 years old, it really changed his life, and he wanted to be able to play like Fauré, and he wanted to be able to write like Fauré. And as a matter of fact, he went to the Paris Conservatory and studied with him, and he had a letter of introduction that Enrique Granados, the great composer, had written to introduce Federico Mompou to Fauré, but Mompou was too shy to give it to Fauré. But he did study with him and learn quite a bit from him. Jordi Masso was the pianist playing music, Intimate Impressions, on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, where KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANU and or KANH and KANH HD2 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, and KansasPublicRadio.org. We have some bird-like music in the next hour, and just a few minutes after the news, we'll hear a Beethoven song in English, To the Blackbird. And then after that, we'll hear the beautiful romance for violin and orchestra called The Lark Ascending by Ralph Vaughan Williams, which was inspired by the George Meredith poem about a lark taking flight and getting so far away that you can't see it anymore. We'll hear those pieces and more right after the news in just a few minutes, right here on KPR. Thanks for listening to Kansas Public Radio. It's 10:01.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Vice President Harris and her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, are launching a bus tour in Georgia.
Maria Aspen, NPR News, New York.
Wall Street's trading in mixed territory. The Dow is up 17 points and NASDAQ down 197. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive. Progressive Commercial Insurance protects small businesses, from retailers to tradespeople. Progressive covers a variety of business needs with a range of coverages. More at progressivecommercial.com. Good morning. This is KPR. Here's a song by Beethoven. Inspired by song from the British Isles, Ludwig van Beethoven arranged that song for mezzo, violin, piano, and cello. That was To the Blackbird here on KPR. Next, To the Lark. This was a request from John Merrifield out at Perry Lake. This piece, Ralph Vaughan Williams said about it, since it was based on a poem, "The only description you need of the piece is the poem by George Meredith of the same title, The Lark Ascending, which begins, 'He rises and begins to round. He drops the silver chain of sound of many links without a break in chirrup, whistle, slur, and shake.'" And it describes the bird, and then it's quite a lengthy poem, but at the end, "In the brain's reflex of yon bird, wherefore their soul in me or mine, through self-forgetfulness divine, in them that song aloft maintains, to fill the sky and thrill the plains with showerings drawn from human stores, as he to silence nearer soars, extends the world at wings and dome, more spacious, making more our home, till lost on his aerial rings in light, and then the fancy sings." The Lark Ascending, a romance for violin and orchestra by Ralph Vaughan Williams, based on the George Meredith poem of the same name, depicting a lark soaring flight and joyful song, just showing the interconnectedness of all living things and compared to Rayfun Williams' other musical pieces, well, this one stands out for being lighter and more optimistic. And it certainly reflects the Victorian era's fascination with nature, beauty, and the power of music. The poem's emphasis on the joy and freedom found in the natural world mirrored the era's desire to escape the constraints of industrialization and urban life. That was Nigel Kennedy playing the violin with the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, led by Simon Rattle. Good morning, it's about 10:29. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas, your place to find NPR news and classical music. Next, the Canadian Brass, and then Marin Marais from long ago France, and then Julian Bream, guitarist, will play some Bach for us. Thanks so much for listening to KPR. The Canadian Brass calls that Galliard's Ground by Malcolm Forsythe on KPR. Next, music from late Renaissance, early Baroque, Marin Marais, and then some Bach. Support for classical music on Kansas Public Radio comes from Eagle's Rest, a locally owned custom furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Stressless brand chairs and other sustainably made handcrafted furniture. Information online at eaglesrestnaturalhome.com. And from the Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer, live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 in the morning. Information at greenladylounge.com. Just like the last night of the proms, around here we have the last night of the Sunflower Music Festival, where everybody goes nuts. You'll be standing up and cheering, too, for their Elgar Serenade for Strings, Gabriel's Oboe, and the mighty Emperor Piano Concerto by Beethoven. That's Classics Live tomorrow night at 7, only on KPR. Marin Marais, a suite in G played by Musica Pacifica. Hope you're having a good morning. It's about a quarter till 11. I'm Cordelia Brown. You're with me. We're listening to great tunes together here on Kansas Public Radio. Keep us with you because we've got some great music next hour, too. Dvorak's 13th String Quartet. Music by Frederick the great music lover, and Glinka, the Ruslan and Ludmilla Overture. Next on Kansas Public Radio, Julian Bream, guitarist, playing Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro in E-flat now on KPR. That's guitarist Julian Bream playing the Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro in E-flat by Johann Sebastian Bach. It's a couple minutes now before 11. Listen for a brisk overture by Mikhail Glinka. I always think of Ruslan and Ludmilla in a sleigh. So some nice, cool, over-the-snow music and overture right after the news. And then Dvorak's 13th String Quartet, and even a flute concerto by the great music lover King Frederick the Great. It's all ahead in the next hour of classical music right here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, from the University of Kansas. Remember, you can always see our playlists and see what's playing or what's been played at kansaspublicradio.org.
EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing healthcare in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Join us in the morning for the next morning edition right here on KPR. Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that enriches your life and that of others in the community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at legacy.kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org. We're live, we're local, we're Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 FM. Plus the same thing broadcast through KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. And KANV and KANV HD1 serving the Olsburg Junction City Abilene line. It's 11.01.
According to the UN, Carrie Khan, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com, not available in California or from all agents. And support for news on Kansas Public Radio comes from Bob Schwartz Financial. Kansans helping Kansans achieve their financial goals for over 45 years. More information available at bobschwartzfinancial.com. Good morning. This is KPR, Kansas Public Radio from KU. Some nice, cool music about Ruslan and Ludmilla, the overture to Glinka's show with Alessandro Siciliani and the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. Next, we'll hear a great recording. It's about 11 years old now, from the Cyprus String Quartet, of some music by Dvorak and also Frederick the great music-loving king, his Flute Concerto number 3. The Last and Darkest Symphony by Johannes Brahms is performed by the BBC Philharmonic Friday evening on KPR. It's balanced by the outpouring of joy that's Beethoven's Violin Concerto, featuring soloist Tobias Feldman. This is all on the next concert from the annual BBC Proms, and you'll hear it Friday evening at 7 on all KPR 1 stations. And now, in the key of G, the 13th string quartet by Antonin Dvorak, the Cyprus String Quartet performs on KPR. There's a performance both with an edge and with great mellowness from 2013. That's the Cyprus String Quartet playing Opus 106 by Antonin Dvorak. That was Dvorak's 13th string quartet this morning here on Kansas Public Radio. Jeff Watson's in as usual after noon news and Stardate with 3 more hours of classical music here on KPR. It's about 11 minutes now before noon. Next we have music by King Frederick the Great. He lived from 1712 until 1786, and he was the monarch of Prussia from 1740 until 1786, and he was a flutist, I believe, and he was a great music lover, and he wrote quite a few pieces. Let's listen to some music by Frederick the Great now, his Flute Concerto number 3 on KPR. Music by King Frederick the Great, his Flute Concerto number 3 on Kansas Public Radio.
On All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us at 3 for All Things Considered from NPR here on KPR. And after the noon news next and Stardate, Jeff Watson has the great Rondo for violin by Mozart. News, Jeff Watson, who's standing by with more classical music, can read it after the NPR donor. And you'll know who's bringing the KPR news to you here on KPR.
Live.